That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie. The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK. We'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Wednesday, December 13th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is spaghetti, garlic bread with a side salad. So make plans to go and enjoy spaghetti, garlic bread, and a side salad at the Norton Eagles this evening. Every first and third Wednesday of the month, the men have their meeting at 7:30, and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, the women have their meeting at 7:30. So according to my calculations, today is the second Wednesday of the month. So women, you have your meeting tonight. If you are a member, just put that on your calendar. And if you are not a member and want information about becoming a member of the Norton Eagles, you can sure go and get the information this evening starting at 7:30. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. Just want to remind you, this is the last bingo session coming up this Sunday for the year. They will not have bingo on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. So if you're planning on playing bingo in 2023, this Sunday is the last bingo for you to go. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There's a slight chance of rain and snow between noon and 1 p.m. And then there's a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy today with a high near 42 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation is 20%. For tonight, there's a chance of rain before midnight. Then rain and snow will be likely. It'll be cloudy with a low around 31 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become calm in the evening. And the chance of precipitation tonight is 70% with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Thursday, rain is likely and it should be cloudy with a high near 44. And the chance of precipitation on Thursday is 70%. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 56. On Monday, sunny with a high near 54. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently with fair skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 58%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.54. The dew point is 15 degrees. And the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 9:06. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, December 13th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I don't know about you, but the dreariness in the air and the... I just did not want to get up this morning.
It's kind of a put a blanket on your lap and watch some Hallmark movie days.
It is. And for someone to say that never watches Hallmark movies.
But I could see myself doing that today, honestly.
But yeah, it was one of those mornings where... the alarm went off. I turned off the alarm and I laid there for a little bit longer just because I did not want to get up.
No. And you even tried to get your mom to get permission not to.
I know, I did. I told her, I was like, can I tell Natalie, my mom, said I could stay home? And she said yes, but I didn't.
That would have been fine.
I was being a responsible adult. Ha, ha, ha.
But it probably made you just feel good to have somebody say yes to you.
Exactly. My mom had my back.
There you go. There you go. All right. Hey, Good morning, everyone. It is a little colder out this morning. It's 28 right now with a 22 wind chill. The high today is only supposed to be 42, and we might get some rain and a little snow. Nothing accumulating, just a little bit to make it yucky outside, I think. But we need the moisture, so we'll take it. And it's not going to get really, really cold. 42 today, and then by tomorrow it's going to be up to 44, and then it's just going to go up to the mid-50s by the weekend. So that's lovely. You like that? So we'll take a one gloomy day, get through it, and then enjoy the rest of the days. How's that?
Okay.
All right. All right. Are you ready for some trivia?
Sure.
The trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. You can call them today at 785-877-3359. You can place your order online. You can also download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And you can dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember that triple treat box and... Pizza Hut delivers from open to close. So you can feed the whole family and have it brought right to the door. No mess. It's hump day. No mess, no cooking, no cleaning. That's wonderful. Call our Norton Pizza Hut, 785-877-3359. All right, if you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to get that picked up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, so I'm kind of torn. I got two different subjects, so A or B?
B.
All right, so B. So today, Phil Collins is in my music news, so this is going to be a question about Phil Collins. 785-877-3378. So Phil Collins originally joined the group Genesis to play an instrument. Which instrument did he play? 785-877. Yes.
Awesome.
785-877.
Miracles never cease.
3378. Be that first caller. You're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut if you're the first caller with the correct answer. And yes, Fit got it right too. Awesome.
I still got it right first.
You did. You got it right first. He was a little slow this morning. Phil Collins originally joined the group Genesis to play an instrument. Which instrument did he play? And while we wait for our answer, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, the country is rather quiet this morning with asking prices not fully established. A few live deals were seen in the north yesterday at 168, but certainly not enough to establish any kind of accurate trend for the week. Packer inquiries should start to improve as the day progresses, and beef cutouts are expected to be mixed with light to moderate box movement. Looking over at the mercantile, December live cattle down 65 cents at 167.05. Feb down 85 at 167.75. January feeder cattle down 102 at 218.27. March down 90 cents at 218.67. December lean hogs down 47 cents at 67.35. February down $1.27 at 66.97. Over at the Board of Trade, December corn down by a nickel at 457.5. March down 6¾ at 478.5. January beans down 15½ at 1308¼. March beans down 15½ at 1327¼. December Kansas City wheat down 28¾ at 622¾. March down 15 cents at 641¾. December Chicago wheat down 14¼ at 592¾. March Chicago wheat down 12½ at 612¾. Taking a look now over at crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up by about 28 cents. Gold up by $5.70. Silver down by about a nickel and gasoline currently unchanged. Looking over at Wall Street, the Dow Index down 35.66, NASDAQ up 37.03, and the S&P 500 up 250. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I'm here with Indigo Ag's key account manager, Garrett Witters, for a Crop Health Minute. Today, we're talking about biologicals and their impact on plant health throughout the growing season. Garrett, we're coming up on the 2024 growing season. What do farmers need to know about how biologicals work and how they can improve yield performance?
These microbes essentially will help the plant overcome any stress that it encounters throughout the growing season.
Which farmers can benefit from the use of biologicals?
Unless you're farming in the Garden of Eden, you can benefit from the use of biologicals. Every acre, every year is experiencing some form of yield-robbing stress. And with the way our products are formulated and applied, they're super easy to use and are compatible with most every other seed treatment that farmers are using that's on the market.
And if farmers are interested in learning more about Biotrinsic, what should they do?
If you visit indigoag.com/crophealth, you can get contact information for both myself and retail partners and more information about our products in general.
That was our Indigo Ag Crop Health Minute. You can find more information about Indigo Ag at indigoag.com.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday Party Line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Let's see. We did get a winner.
Hello to our visitor in the studio this morning.
Good morning. We got a correct answer on our trivia. Sue Hildebrand knew that answer, and because of that, she won herself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So the question was, Phil Collins originally joined the group Genesis to play an instrument. Which instrument did he play? The answer is the drums. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Louis Kieswetter a happy birthday today.
Louis Kieswetter, happy birthday today. All right, thank you.
All right, happy birthday to Louis. So, as an accomplished professional actor by his early teens, I didn't know this, but Phil Collins was a child actor in England. He pivoted to pursue a music career, becoming the drummer for Genesis in 1970 at the age of 19, and he took over the role of the lead singer in 1975 following the departure of Peter Gabriel. Excellent. Well, Sue knew that answer, and that got her that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine.
Good morning, Jean.
Holy moly.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Fine.
I'm just here busting their party today.
Okay, that's what you'd like to do anyway.
What do you got going on today, Jean?
Nothing, but today is Ann Lacey's 105th birthday.
Wow. Today.
105. All right.
She's in the Logan Manor, so you might want to send her a late birthday card, people. Marvin.
Okay. 105.
Well, yeah, bless her. She's, 105. It's great. Thank you for calling and reminding us all of that one.
Yes. And Marvin D. Hayes.
Yes, ma'am.
Millie's the boss.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Jean. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye, Marvin.
Bye-bye.
I promise.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Back up.
You got her all flustered.
I know. Back up a little there. Happy birthday, Lily. He makes the best pickles in the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. His pickles are so good.
His garden is
awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Louie.
That's a hint on the pickles,
Louie. Yeah, give him a shout out and hope he feel better.
Hopefully that earned me some pickles. I don't know. Probably not. But
but the guy can only try.
Yep.
That's right.
Hey, I stopped by. I want to remind everybody, and you girls, you do a wonderful job of this, but keep registering because starting
Monday,
every day, Monday through Friday, leading up to Christmas, you guys are going to be drawing and giving away gift certificates, either certificates from stores or chamber bucks. And the neat thing about it is you will call the stores and you will actually, the store that provides the registration box, the winner comes from their store.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. If you shop locally and you're registering locally, you have a good chance of winning some of that wonderful prizes. It's going to start on Monday. And if you shop at that store, you're going to win a certificate from that store or chamber bucks, $25 in chamber bucks. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of giving away there. I'm getting ready to go take out some more registrations. You've been doing a really good job. Mandy called me and says, Marvin, can you take some of these? We got some that's running out, and we like that. So keep signing up. Sign up everywhere you go and increase your chances to win. So that's awesome.
Yes. Yep. Get those registrations.
Get them out there.
Get them out. We don't want them to run out. We want those people to be able to register.
Yeah, if you
want to
know where it is, follow me this morning. But not too close.
Yeah, not too close.
All right. All right. Have a blessed day. Love y'all. Thanks for listening to KQ&K.
All right. Thanks, Marvin. You have a great day. Get those out there. We're waiting. All right. Hey, where are we at? All right, talking about, we want everybody to call for birthdays, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we do want everybody to call. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call at 785-877-3378. Because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Because at the end of the show on Friday, we are going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. So, you know, I'm telling you all the time, stopping at Garden Gate, etc., check out those beautiful poinsettias, all the wonderful gifts they have, especially for that hard to shop for person. Beautiful Christmas decorations, and now they're going to add something even greater to that, is their Christmas Glow. This is their favorite event of the year. That'll be tomorrow evening, Thursday. You can join them from 5 to 8 p.m. for a relaxing, fun shopping experience, and you don't want to miss it. You know, going into Garden Gate anyway is a lot of fun.
This is one of my favorite events every year.
You know, I could spend a lot of time in Garden Gate on any normal day, but when it's glow night, you go in and they have the atmosphere set and they have all their beautiful Christmas decorations lit up and looking beautiful. You know, it's just a wonderful time to go. So stop in at Garden Gate tomorrow evening from 5 to 8 for their Christmas glow. It's their favorite. It'll become your favorite too. Stop in at Garden Gate right here in Norton on Highway 36. And from Click Your Heels Travel, call them at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs. And you know why use a travel agent? Well, you can find the best deals, you can get personal service, and they're there with you from beginning to end. Call Click Your Heels Travel today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, please give us a call, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, J&R Liquor, and the St. Francis Senior Tea. All sponsors of our show today, we sure do appreciate that sponsorship. It's all because of them that Mandy and I get to be here and Marvin gets to join us, which is a lot of fun. And we wouldn't get to be able to do that without our wonderful sponsors. So thank you.
Yes.
All right. You have any reminders?
I do. I have a reminder. This comes from the athletic director, Bill Johnson. There's been a schedule change for the junior high basketball tomorrow, Thursday, December 14th. Since there will be no C-team games, the following schedule change has been made for both A teams to be able to be played in Stoll Gym. So start time is 5 p.m. And at the Stoll Gym, it'll start with the girls B team, then the girls A team, and then the boys A team. And at the East Campus Gym, boys B team will play at 5 p.m. So Stoll Gym will host girls B, girls A, then boys A. And East Campus Gym will host boys B games. And the start time is 5 p.m. And this is for junior high basketball tomorrow, Thursday, December 14th. All right. And can I just say, I really appreciate Mr. Johnson always sending a DC notice that we can share with everybody. He's so good about that.
Yes, yes, very much. He keeps us posted on any changes or information for the public that needs to get out, and we greatly appreciate that communication.
Yes, ma'am. All right, my reminder today is for our Norton Public Library. Today is Wednesday, December 13th. So from 3:45 to 4:45, it's Art Club for Kids at our Norton Public Library. You can go see the budding artist creations they have on display in the Art Club Gallery. And this is a parental contract event. If you have not filled out that parental contract yet, you do need to stop in at the library and fill that out. It's not very hard to do, but you need one for each child that will be attending. So tonight is Art Club for Kids from 3:45 to 4:45 at our Norton Public Library. Any more reminders?
That's it.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to go. Do you want to get us started?
I will get us started. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. Their lunch buffet is featuring chicken and noodles served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy chicken fried steak or liver and onions for the special. Again, today's lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen is chicken and noodles served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. Tonight is chicken fried steak or liver and onions. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. A reminder for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, December 16th and 17th, TNC Kitchen will be closed. They will also be closed on Christmas Day. Don't worry, you can still get a TNC Kitchen traditional Christmas meal at their Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve lunch buffet. They're going to have turkey and ham and dressing and potatoes and vegetable, all of the good stuff on December 24th lunch buffet.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish my all-time favorite neighbor, Ann Lacy, a happy 105th birthday today.
105 for Miss Ann Lacy. All right. Yes. Thank you.
You bet. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
Okay, whose birthday?
I'm with Louis Keysweater. Happy birthday today.
All right, Louis Keysweater. Happy birthday today. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. The Pickle Man.
The Pickle Man. Coming up December 30th through January 1st, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, they will have their famous TNC breakfast buffet. Keep in mind, on New Year's Day, they will be closing at 2 p.m. They want to thank everyone for stopping in and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the TNC Kitchen family.
Just think about TNC's Christmas dinner made me hungry.
I know.
That sounds so good.
It does. Well, all the fix-ins. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to clean it up.
Nope. And you have some great company.
That's the best part. You don't have to clean it up.
Go out and have somebody wait on you. That's wonderful. All right, let's talk about Bailey Electric. At Bailey Electric, they offer free estimates. They're licensed and insured. They don't charge you mileage for the Norton or Oberlin area. They have their own boom truck. They do new installations, and they do trenching, and they have the lowest rates. Call Bailey Electric today at 785-871-1967 for all your electrical needs. And, you know, you never know when that electrical emergency might come up. You need something fixed in a hurry, or you've got a problem. Call Bailey Electric. Don't try to fix it on your own. You need to leave that to the experts. Call them today. Write this down or put it in your phone, 785-871-1967 for Bailey Electric.
J&R Liquor, if you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. We've talked about getting your stocking stuffers at J&R Liquor. You know, they have all of your friends and yours. You know, you get your friends something, you get you something. You get your friends something, you get you something. It works. It really does. All of your friends' favorites are at J&R Liquor. They even have it, you know, if you just want to get the little bottles, they have the little bottles of all of the different liqueurs.
Like taste testing.
Yeah, taste testing. Give them a taste test. You can also get your Kansas Lottery tickets and put them in the stocking. You would be the best friend ever if they won big off of a scratch ticket that you put in their stocking. They're located at 112 North First Avenue in downtown Norton. And don't forget to tune in Friday for Favorite Flavor Friday with this month's theme of flavors of the season.
Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Natalie and Andy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good. Just staying busy, having fun, trying to stay warm.
Yes, sir. What do you got going on today?
I want to wish one of my good friends, Ann Lacey, a happy birthday today.
Miss Ann, she's very popular with the birthday wishes today.
I bet.
Deserved, right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. You have a most wonderful day.
Thank you. I will. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was done.
Okay, so, you know, we were talking about J&O Liquor. It made me remember what I told you yesterday. They've got a new liquor out.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Nacho Doritos.
Oh, yeah. Liquor. You tried to tell me about that. Yeah. And neither one of us could really get on that bandwagon.
No.
No.
Nacho Doritos are fine, but in a glass, I don't think so. But
if anyone tries it, I would really like their feedback.
Me
if
too.
Anyone tries the Doritos, what did you say it was?
Nacho.
Doritos, nacho drink.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A liquor.
No. Nope. Okay. Yeah, if anyone tries it, let us know.
Yeah. How do they make that fake cheese flavor in a glass?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know. All right, let's talk about Sonic. You know, at our Norton Sonic, I'm going to remind you about two burgers they have going on right now. And these are just limited time items, so you don't want to miss out on them. They have the Hickory Barbecue Cheeseburger, which is 100% all beef patty that's layered with bold and tangy hickory barbecue sauce, melty American cheese, diced onions, crinkle cut pickles, crisp lettuce, and creamy mayo, all on a toasted bakery bun. They also have the Garlic Butter Bacon Cheeseburger, 100% all beef patty that's topped with creamy garlic butter, American cheese, crispy bacon, mayo, and grilled onions on a toasted bakery bun. And those are their two featured items that are going on right now at our Norton Sonic. Now remember, at our Norton Sonic, the full menu is available all day. And if you're like me, sometimes a little breakfast for dinner is really delicious, and you can get that at our Norton Sonic. And it's Wacky Wednesday. That means that you can take the kids to dinner tonight at Sonic. They'll love it, and you won't have to do any of the work. They have the hamburger wacky pack, crispy tenders, the hot dog, the corn dog, and the grilled cheese wacky packs. Five different choices for the kids to make. That's awesome. You got that picky eater? You'll be able to cover them with these great choices. These wonderful items and so many more going on at our Norton Sonic. Check them out today right here in Norton on Highway 36.
We're still... Sorry, I swallowed wrong right as I took that last breath before speaking. We're still taking your phone calls here on the Party Line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, we only have one called in for the week so far. A lucky couple will win a gift certificate on Friday at the end of our show to Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. All right. The St. Francis Lady Society and St. Francis Church wants to invite all seniors 55 years of age and older to the Senior Tea, which will be held tomorrow, Thursday, December 14th, from 2 to 4 at the St. Francis Parish Hall. It is being renamed the Senior Tea, and they're trying to get the word out that this is for any Norton County or area resident ages 55 and older, not just those that go to the Catholic Church. Bingo will be played, there will be refreshments and prizes, and everyone will go home with an ornament for their tree. Again, this is open to all seniors in the area 55 years of age and older, not just members of the Catholic Church, and it's sponsored by the St. Francis Ladies Society and St. Francis Church. Going on tomorrow, the Senior Tea, Thursday, December 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the St. Francis Parish Hall.
Terry and Penny Laughlin would like to invite you to get on their free website, standatthecrossroads.com, and read their Christmas teachings. You can take time to find biblical teachings like the cast of Christmas, catching the miracles of Christmas, Christmas hope, and many more. Just get on their homepage, Crossroads Messages, and click on the search icon, and then you type in Christmas. All of their Christmas teachings have been featured on Sermon Central, having a 4.5 star rating, stating that these teachings are helpful to those who read them. Terry and Penny Laughlin would like to remind everyone during the hustle and bustle of enjoying the season that Jesus Christ is the reason for this wonderful time of the year. Check out the website, standatthecrossroads.com. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup, and when we come back, Mandy's going to have some history.
Jay and team for Dorton Livestock Market, North Kansas, with early consignments for this week's special stock cow, bred heifer, and pair sale, along with our regular sale. Sale starts at 1 o'clock on Thursday. In the bred cows, here's 75 black-faced cows, 3 to 6 years old, red black Angus for March 1, 90 days, bulls were fooled. 40, mostly black with a few red cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred red and black Angus for April 1st calving. 15 shorthorn cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred shorthorn first week of March. 27 black cows, solid mountain older, bred black, March 20th calving, partial dispersion. 8 black cows, 3 and 4 years old, bred black or red Angus, start mid-February. 14 red white-faced cows, 4 and 5 years old, bred black or red Angus, March and April calvers. 15 black cows, 5 to solid mouth, red black or red Angus, early calvers. 8 red cows, they'd be older cows, bred red Angus, spring calvers. And the bred heifers, here's 40 black heifers, AI bred for mid-January, then clean up bulls for 60 days. 20 black heifers, bred black for February 15. 8 shorthorn heifers, bred shorthorn for the first week of March. 40 black-white-faced heifers, start calving mid-February. In the pairs, here's 15 black-white-faced pairs, 3 to 5 years old. 3 mixed pairs, here's 10 black pairs, 3 to 6 years old. 7 black and black-white-faced pairs, 3 to 6 years old. 2 black pairs, they could be 3 to 6 years old. In the calves, here's 15 black-white-faced steers and heifers. They've had their fall shots. They've been weaned at 550, 25 black, Charlotte Cross steers and heifers off the cows, ring shots, 300 to 600, 60 steers, maybe 90% black with a few reds, spring and fall shots, weaned 6 weeks, 550 to 700, it'd be mostly 6 weeks. In the feeders, here's 81 heifers, they're 90% black at 8 to 8 1/4, 60 steers, mostly black at 900. Check us out on the early consignment page at NortonLivestock.com for more information on these consignments. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. Oh, well, it's time to get a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Well, good morning, Natalie. How are you today?
Well, I am so far so good. How about you?
Ooh, great, great. Hey, I almost forgot to call in. I am looking for a portable cassette player. You know, someone looks in their dusty closet, drags one out. I could use it. So 785-202-1101. So 785-202-1101. So just a plain old, you know,
like a rectangle, Walkman?
Yeah, rectangle cassette player. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There has to be somebody somewhere still has one of those, right?
You would think somewhere in
like
the antique store,
yeah, or something. Their storage room. Everyone has like a VCR, old cassette player. Maybe even some people might even still have 8-tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to have an 8-track. All right, I digress. Let's talk about history. You
Let's
ready?
Talk.
History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Hey, they're hiring at Kansas Land Tire. They're looking for a service truck operator. Experience is a plus, but it's not required, although your pay will depend on your experience. They're looking for full-time. They provide uniforms, paid time off, 401k insurance, and more. So you can stop in at Kansas Land Tire today and talk to them about this great position they have open. Kansas Land Tire knows your tires, and they're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're your local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, December 13th, 1809, the first abdominal surgical procedure was performed in Danville, Kentucky on Jane Todd Crawford. The operation was performed without an anesthetic.
Oh, no.
In 1913, in the U.S., the Federal Reserve System was established. In 1964, in El Paso, Texas, President Johnson and Mexican President Gustavo Díaz Ordaz set off an explosion that diverted the Rio Grande River, reshaping the U.S.-Mexican border. This ended a century-old border dispute. In 1978, the Philadelphia Mint began stamping the Susan B. Anthony U.S. dollar. The coin began circulation the following July. Going back to 1964 and blowing up the Rio Grande River... So that's how they fixed their problems back then? They just blew things up.
Blew it up, yeah, there you go.
In 1982, the Century Armored Car Company in New York discovered that $11 million had been stolen from its headquarters overnight. It was the biggest cash theft in U.S. history. In 1993, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that people must receive a hearing before property linked to illegal drug sales can be seized. 1998, Puerto Rican voters rejected U.S. statehood in a non-binding referendum. In 2000, U.S. Vice President Al Gore conceded the 2000 presidential election to Texas Governor George W. Bush. And finally, on this day, December 13th, 2001, NBC TV announced that it would begin running hard liquor commercials. NBC issued a 19-point policy that outlined the conditions for accepting liquor ads.
I'm sure they adhere to them strongly. Today's December 13th. It's National Guard Birthday. Salute to the Guard. National Violin Day. National Day of the Horse. And today is National Cocoa Day. So Mandy and I are indulging. Here, let's do a little toast. With our hot cocoa this morning, which is delicious, by the way.
Not as hot as when we started.
No, I could barely drink it. But I'll tell you what, I could probably have, I love cocoa. I could probably drink like 5 cups of hot cocoa. Not a problem.
It's very good.
Yes. In music today, in 1966, Jimi Hendrix released the single Foxy Lady from the album Are You Experienced? In 1975, Foghat's Slow Ride was released. In 1985, Phil Collins made his U.S. TV acting debut on Miami Vice, playing a drug dealer. And in 2001, the two surviving members of Nirvana, Chris Novoselic and David Grohl, filed a countersuit against Courtney Love. The charge was that she manipulated the memory and work of her dead husband, Kurt Cobain, for the benefit of her own career. In sports, in 1936, the Redskins played their last game in Boston. I never knew that the Redskins were from Boston.
I didn't either.
But the next season, the Redskins began playing in Washington, D.C. In 1949, the American League rejected a revival of the spitball, which had been outlawed since 1920. In 1956, Jackie Robinson with the Los Angeles Dodgers was traded to the Giants for pitcher Dick Littlefield and $35,000. Robinson retired instead of accepting the trade. Good for him. In 1966, the rights to the first four Super Bowls were sold to CBS and NBC for a total of $9.5 million. Boy, they got off easy on that one. And in 1983, an NBA record was set when the Detroit Pistons and Denver Nuggets played a triple overtime that resulted in the Pistons winning 186 to 184. They must have been exhausted. Happy birthday today to Steve Buscemi, born in 1957. I love this actor. He was in Reservoir Dogs. He was in Fargo. He was in The Sopranos. Jamie Foxx was born in the state in 1967, the Oscar-winning star of the movie Ray. Ted Nugent was born in the state in 1948. He's a rock guitar, so likes to go hunting. He has a show, I think, on TV for that. Christopher Plummer was born in the state in 1929. Captain Von Trapp in the 1965 movie The Sound of Music, one of my like all-time favorites. Taylor Swift. It's the Swifties will be happy. She's 34 today. She was born in 1989. And Dick Van Dyke was born in the state in 1925, star of the TV's The Dick Van Dyke Show and movies including Mary Poppins.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Lewis Key Sweater, Ava Husted, and Ann Lacey.
And how many did we have called in?
We had two called in.
Two called in?
I'll let you pick.
Okay. Number two.
is Ann Lacey.
Oh, Ann, congratulations. You're getting a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. And a big shout-out, happy birthday to Ann, too.
Yes.
105.
Recapping our phone calls, we have somebody that's looking for a portable cassette player, 785-202-1101. Happy birthday wishes going out to Lewis Keysweater and Ann Lacey, who is celebrating 105 years today.
Let's thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, J&R Liquor, and the St. Francis Senior Tea that will be taking place tomorrow. Thank you also very much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here. I want to remind you real quick that today is Wednesday, so after our 10 o'clock news this morning, we're at 10:03, we're going to have our coffee table show. Donna Lowry from the Chamber will be here because there's some big stuff going on in the Chamber this weekend, and so Donna is going to come in and give us an update on that, give us a little update on how the Christmas celebrations have been going.
All of the activities. Yeah, so many activities.
Busy. This is such a busy time of year, so she's going to give us an update on how everything's been going and how all the Santa visits have been going, so I look forward to talking to her today. That'll be at 10:03, right after the 10 o'clock news.
I want to remind you that KQ&K Countdown to Christmas is still going on. We're still taking registrations at all of our box locations throughout the community. We like that you are shopping local, and we want to reward you for shopping local, and we do that by giving away prizes. Over 27 to be exact, prizes going out starting next Monday. They are $25 Chamber Bucks certificates, $25 gift certificates, $25 Visa gift cards, all starting Monday. We will be giving away all week long those certificates and prizes. It's so much fun, and we want to make sure that everyone is participating by registering at our 17 locations. I'm going to tell you where our boxes are located so you can go out and get registered. Couple things, just a reminder. One registration per person per visit at each location. You have 17 locations to choose from. You can register at all 17, but only one per visit per location. And if you work at one of the locations that a box is at, we ask that you don't register at your own location, just so that there's no questions later on about who's winning the certificate. Our boxes are located at Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Next Tech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Norton Glass, Cowpoke Supply, TNC Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies. Now, each one of these boxes are going to have their own winner. So you want to make sure that you go to all the different locations. Shop at Moffitt Drug. Shop at Kansas Land Tire. Go eat at Pizza Hut Wing Street. Go in and tell the ladies hi at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Don't forget Matt. You know, go to all these locations and support your local businesses and get registered. The more you register at each location, the more likelihood you are to win. And we want you to win. We want to give these certificates away. So get out there and get registered. We also want to give thanks and recognition to those sponsors of our Countdown to Christmas that don't have boxes at their location. Either they don't have a location or it's not convenient. And those include Kinsey Covenant Realty, the A&B Home, Phillips Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, A&B Home Acres, and Farm Implement and Supply. We thank them as well, because they are contributing to those prizes as well.
Yeah. And you know, if you go out right now, you might be able to play your own little game of like, where's Waldo? You could do Where's Marvin?
Yeah, where's Marvin? Because he's out there making sure, you know, some of our locations were running out of registration slips, and so he's running around and making sure that they're stocked back up for the rest of this week and over the weekend. And so, yeah.
Anybody sees him around, just walk up to him and just touch him and say, you're it. See what he does.
Let's see what he does. That's hilarious. That's funny. I want to and video it.
Yeah. Let us know. Call us tomorrow and let us know you're if you it. Saw him and you tagged him. Please do that for me. So,
all right, so ornery.
I know. Well, he brings it out in me. All right, so I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. It is going to be a little colder today. They're talking for rain and snow, nothing accumulating, just enough to make it damp and dreary out today. But like I said, if you can, sit at home, have that cup of hot cocoa, be in hot cocoa day, put that blanket over your lap, and watch some Hallmark movies. I would do that today if I was home, for sure.
I want to see you watch a Hallmark movie.
It's kind of like a day for that, though, don't you think?
It is.
I would, my thing is that I'll probably start watching them and get addicted to them. You know, when I watch them all the time.
So. I just want to be there for the commentary.
Oh. I'll try not to be too rough because they are Christmas movies.
Yes. So. Exactly.
All right. Well, Mandy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nat.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, tune in right after our 10 o'clock news this morning for our coffee table show. And in the meantime, don't forget about us tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.